Justice McCormick, let's start with your beginning. What was the dynamic like on the court when you were elected in 2012?
Well, honestly, I think I landed on the court as it entered a pretty great phase. When I arrived at the court in January 2013, there had been two new members of the court that began in 2010, Mary Beth Kelly and Brian Zara. Shortly after I got there, Justice David Viviano joined the court. So there were sort of four of us who were kind of brand new. And I think the court had a very productive, collegial time. And I've said this many times before. At that time, Bob Young was the Chief Justice, and he made an important contribution to that collegiality. I know that the court had a history of more difficult times before that time, before my arrival. I've read about it. but luckily, I didn't live through it.
You started on sort of that tail end of a very divisive and some would say dysfunctional time on the Supreme Court. I've been looking through some old opinions, and justices were even calling each other out in their opinions and their dissents. Chief Justice Young, at the time, was he really kind of starting this concerted effort to change the dynamic?
I think so. I think that he liked the ability to make the courts serve the public better, and he viewed as one important part of that project, having the Supreme Court be a collegial body that the lower courts in the state would look up to. That was important to him, and I think he played an important leadership role in that.
I've been told by some Supreme Court experts that if you change one member on the court, you can potentially upend the whole dynamic. Talk to us about what the dynamic has sort of been throughout your years on the court up until now.
The trouble with the court is the partisans in the world want it to act like the partisan branches of government, and that's understandable, because that's, you know, that is exactly how the other branches are supposed to act. You don't like the policies of the legislature, throw them out and elect a new legislature, right? You get a different set of policies, and the court has to operate in a different way. But your question was, you know, how it's been since I've been there, and there's been a ton of turnover, as you know, and I agree with whoever your expert is that says one member of the court really can change the relationships. And that makes sense, right? Because we do everything by committee. So seven of us have to agree on all of our decisions. So any one person can change that dynamic. I feel like I've been fortunate to be serving with six great colleagues, different six almost every year since I've been on the court. I think the bigger problem comes, and the reason why aggressive nonpartisanship, hashtag aggressive nonpartisanship, is an important message, is because people don't always understand what it is, why the court serves a different role than the other branches. And, you know, the court has to be able to make unpopular decisions. Find me a judge who likes every decision she's ever made, and I can tell you she's not a good judge, because that's not the job, that's not the oath we take. And if people understand that we sometimes have to make decisions that might disappoint the so-called partisans on our so-called side, I think that it will be good for our legitimacy.
I think what might confuse some people is this idea that, well, justices, they're either appointed by partisan officials, which are the governors, or they're elected after they've been nominated by a political party. So how is it possible for justices to be nonpartisan when they sort of take the bench in a fairly political way?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most complicated parts of selling this message. Because they're nominated in those parties then often will play an oversized role in the election, right? So you see a lot of money spent on, you know, commercials in Supreme Court elections that makes it seem like the court is partisan in a way that it's not. That's just elections. But, you know, the truth is, every good judge and good justice has had to make a decision that if they personally could vote on the policy underlying it in a different branch of government, they wouldn't like it. But that's exactly the job that you've signed up for. Justice Viviano said to me when we were both brand new on the Supreme Court that to be an excellent judge, you have to be willing to lose friends and lose elections. And he's right.
It's interesting that this is all sort of starting to happen now when we have divided government, both at a state level and now at a federal level. In Michigan, we're kind of seeing a bit of a honeymoon period going on between our Democratic governor and our Republican leaders in the legislature. Do you think that the court's honeymoon period, if you will, is going to continue that on for the long haul?
The honeymoons in the other branches of government is more bipartisan honeymoons, but ours really has to be nonpartisan. That's the difference. And we can't have ours be a honeymoon. Ours has to be a marriage.
Chief Justice Bridget McCormick of the Michigan Supreme Court, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Shana.